Hey, let's do a dictation on a patient by the name of Mammy, MAMISHERES, Sheris. She was born 8/16/66, 58-year-old woman, originally from Houston, single smoker, lives with mother-in-law. She drinks alcohol from time to time, has one child, used to work for City of Houston as a home health care worker. She's awake, she's alert, she's able to ambulate, drive, she has no issues with bowel and bladder incontinent, and able to handle her ADL activity during the day period. In 2023, she was hospitalized in Ventab with kidney failure, which is doing well at this time. Those blood work and the hospital records are pending. She also suffers from COPD, HIV, asthma, drug use, hepatitis B, and liver disease. Has had no recent surgery, family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of some sort of cancer, allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's no distress. She has no issues with walking, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, or convulsion. Medications include albuterol inhaler, Ectavi, 50 mg/200/25, one tablet a day, Breo, B-R-E-O, Ellipta, E-L-L-I-P-T-A, inhaler, Prozac, 20 mg, lisinopril, 10 mg, metronidazole, 500 mg twice a day. Then she takes Remeron, 15 mg a day, and P-A-L-I-P-E-R-I-D-O-N-E, 6 mg ER once a day. Further hospital records are pending at this time. She's also using her inhaler on as needed basis. Blood pressure 121/64, pulse 81, respirations 18. O2 side 96%, heart positive, pump positive 2, no long kind rouse, abdomen soft, next foot JVD, skin shows no rash, rub, mucosa with hemorrhage, and logical non-focal. 58-year-old woman assessment from Houston with hypertension, doing well as far as her hepatitis, as far as her liver condition. On liver disease, those records are pending. History of asthma, stable with current meds, positive HIV, but no AIDS. History of COPD, ETOH, and tobacco abuse needs to be dialed down. We talked about this today. She's able to handle most of her ADLs and is not bowel and bladder incontinent, no need for provider services and or long-term care at this time. Thank you. There's no need for provider services or long-term care at this time. Thank you.